Have you sensed a certain hostility aboard towards Roman Catholics?
No.
I have, and I find it most disturbing. As you know, I cannot abide bigotry.
It's possibly the Irish Home Rule problem. Mr. Parnell has been very active of late.
Possibly.
And why are you even concerned?
We are Catholic.
We're hardly practising.
You went to Mass at school?
Under duress. A Garnet has not been in a church voluntarily for over 200 years.
Nonsense. You're forgetting Great Uncle Bertram.
Oh, Great Uncle Bertram went into a church in Florence to see a fresco. That is not practising Roman Catholicism.
Yeah, well, very well. So, the police do not suspect us at all?
Apparently I talk too much to be a murderer.
Really?
Yes, they're all reserved chaps, by all accounts. I hardly give anything away, ever.
And what about me?
They asked our neighbours, and apparently you're an unlikely murderer too. Amiable drunks do not murder people either.
Oh, how very flattering. Remind me, Thomas, where are we going?
We are headed for Merryweather's of the Strand, Mr. Shaughnessy's hatmaker.
Are we trying to get a refund?
Very amusing, Father. We will try to get his address off his hatmaker and use that to make further inquiries.
Excellent.
And we must hope that we are one step ahead of the Peelers.
Why so?
Because we will almost certainly have to lie to the shopkeeper.
And why are you so confident that there is more to this man's death than the police are prepared to admit?
His last words.
Which were?
A wig, by God.
Is that a wig in the hair sense or a wig in the political sense?
The latter, I believe. In fact, I suspect a political dimension to this murder, the victim being Irish.
I'm beginning to regret that Jesuit education of yours, Thomas. Not only did it bring that damn manuscript to our door, but it has made you into a very suspicious young man.
It must have been the regular beatings, Father.
Yes, and I'm damn glad to hear that there was some good in it.
By what mad measure of life, a regular beating good.
They are excellent for the circulation.
What?
You mark my words, my son. When you are gloriously free of rheumatism in later life, you will have me and your expensive education to thank.
Oh, Lord. This is going to be a long day.